You're a badass. How to stop doubting your greatness and start living an awesome life. By Jen Sincero. My subconscious made me do it. Our subconscious mind is the non-analytical part of our brain where we store all the early, outside information we get. The subconscious mind believes everything because it has no filter. It doesn't know the difference between what's true and what's not. We take in information via the words, smiles, frowns, heavy sighs, raised eyebrows, tears and laughter of all the people around us, and it's lodged into our subconscious as the truth. This is why we stumble through life doing everything we know in our conscious minds to do, yet remain mystified by what's keeping us from creating the excellent lives we want. The G word. Wherever you stand on the God issue, know this whole improving your life thing will be a lot easier if you have an open mind about it. Once you realize that you can improve your situation by connecting to God, or source energy, or whatever you call it, and raising your frequency, you can do it. It's about believing, even when things are at their most uncertain or absolute crappiest, that there is a bright, shiny flip side within your reach. It's about believing that we live in a loving, kind, and abundant universe. This is about your faith being greater than your fear. The big snooze. Ego refers to the shadow self, or the false self. It's the big snooze, or BS, that operates according to your limiting false beliefs, the garbage stuffed into your subconscious as a kid. The BS gets validation from outside sources to win love or admiration. It's reactive, feeling like a victim, fear-based, and committed to keeping you confined within the reality you've created based on the false beliefs, your comfort zone. Your true self, on the other hand, operates according to your connection to source energy. It gets validation from within. Self-love, self-trust, and self-validation. It's proactive. I'm in control of my life. Love-based. And is committed to creating a reality based on your limitless potential. Your true self lives in the present, believes in miracles, and is one with the universe. Most people are so wrapped in the BS that they're settling for realities way beneath what's available. Because we live in a society that loves to get all uppity toward people who wake up from the BS, blast out of their comfort zones, and follow their hearts into the great unknown. Love the one you is. Self-love, the simplest yet most powerful thing ever, flies right out the window when we take in outside information. I'm not talking about narcissism. I'm talking about a connection with our highest selves and an unshakable ability to forgive our lowest. 1. Appreciate how special you are. There will never be anyone like you. You were given special gifts and talents to share with the world. You're a big deal. 2. Drown yourself with affirmations. Turn the ship around. Rewire your brain and train it to think differently. This is what affirmations can do for you. It may feel like you're lying to yourself, but you're living the lie. So the affirmations get you back to the truth. 3. Do things you love. When you deny yourself the people, food, things, and experiences that make you feel the most alive, that sends a lousy message home. 4. Find a replacement. Once we realize our thought patterns and behaviors, we can change them. Make a conscious choice to replace them with improved ones. 5. Ditch the self-deprecating humor. Harmless jokes over time turn into destructive beliefs. Our thoughts become our words become our beliefs become our actions become our habits become our reality. 6. Let the love in. Receive compliments gracefully. Try thank you, and take care of your body. The better our bodies feel, the happier and more productive we are. 7. Don't ever compare yourself to others. It's none of your business what other people are doing. Enjoy yourself and what you're creating. It's your uniqueness that makes you awesome. 8. Forgive yourself. You've screwed up in the past. You're definitely going to screw up again. Everyone makes mistakes. Get over it. Guilt, shame, and self-criticism are destructive forces. So forgive yourself. 9. Love yourself. Because it's the holy grail of happiness. I know you are, but what am I? Don't give a crap about what anybody else thinks of you. As you move in the right direction, your obsession with how you're perceived by others trickle away. 1. Ask yourself why. Why are you about to say or do something? Pay attention to your motivations, and be honest. 2. Always do your best, no matter what it is. If you do the absolute best, you can be proud of yourself no matter what others think. 3. Trust your intuition. You have the answers inside of you. Strengthen your connection to source energy and trust what you know what's best for you. 4. Find a temporary role model. Find a mentor or a hero or a role model. Get clear on why this person is impressive and inspiring to you. When faced with a challenge, ask yourself, "What would my hero do?" Before you know it, you'll be asking yourself, "What would I do?" 5. Love yourself, no matter what anyone else thinks. What are you doing here? A gift is meant to be given, which is why it's brutal when we can't figure out what ours is, or when we know what it is, but we're too lame to act on it. Get clear on who you are and what your calling is. 1. Be the alien. Imagine you're an alien floating around in outer space and you swoop down to Earth and inhabit your own body. What do you see when you explore? What's the person so awesome at? What do they enjoy? What connections do they have? What resources and opportunities are available to them? 2. Take the first right step. Instead of wasting days and years trying to figure out your perfect move, do something already. Take action. Start with one thing that feels right and see where it leads. 3. Do your best wherever you're at. Taking the first step, you won't land in your dream situation right away, but on a stepping stone. It could be an awesome stepping stone, or it could be an unpleasant one. 4. Don't reinvent the wheel. You don't need to invent your ideal life from scratch. You just need to figure out what makes you feel alive. 5. Don't get caught up in the thunderbolt hype. Let yourself off the hook if you don't know what you came here to do. You'll probably fulfill several callings throughout your life. 6. Listen to your intuition. If you want to get in touch with who you are and what you love to do, and who you love to do it with, dedicate time tuning into your intuition. Spend 5 minutes of quiet every day. You have all the answers you need. Give them the chance to get through to you. 7. Follow your fantasies. No matter how out there and ridiculous they may seem, they mean something to us and represent our biggest and best versions of ourselves. 8. Love yourself. You're the only you there is. Your brain is your bitch. Change your thinking first, and then the evidence will appear, not the other way around. Keep your thoughts directed at your goal. Do everything you can to make it happen. Decide that it will happen, and be on the lookout for the opportunity. 1. Ask and it is given. Get quiet, get in the zone, and get in touch with source energy. Ask for what you want. Send out a clear message in a nice way and begin the manifestation process. 2. Act as if. If you want something that seems impossible, act like it isn't. Put yourself in situations where you will meet people who can make this happen for you. 3. Upgrade your environment. Even though you'll be imagining the change before it happens, make some upgrades to where you're at now. You're doing everything you can and just waiting on the how. 4. Make a vision board. Our minds think in images, so feed your mind full of images of the things and experiences you want to manifest. 5. Surround yourself with people who think the way you want to think. This is one of the fastest ways to transform yourself. 6. Love yourself, unless you have a better idea. Gratitude, the gateway drug to awesomeness. Gratitude is a state of being. It puts you at a high frequency and connects you to source energy, which puts you in a more powerful state to manifest more good-feeling things and experiences into your life. Forgive or fester. Forgiveness is about taking care of you, not the person you need to forgive. It's about putting your desire to feel good before you desire to be right. 1. Find compassion. Imagine the person you're resentful of as a little kid, who's acting out of fear, doing their best to protect themselves. 2. Erase the other person from the equation. When someone does something awful to you, take them out of the equation so you can have a more pleasant, productive reaction. 3. Decide you'd rather be happy than right. Think to yourself, what do I have to do or not do, or think or not think, to be happy? 4. Look at it from all angles and you'll be surprised how resentment flies out the window. 5. Have a total shit fit. Scream into a pillow if you have to. Get it out of your system and let it go. 6. Remember that you won't even remember this. Do you remember who had you freaking out 3 years ago? You probably don't. 7. Forget about it. Once you've forgiven someone, wipe the slate clean. 8. Love yourself. You deserve it. Remember to surrender. Unless we surrender, we'll push the things we want away. There comes a point where we need to hand the job over to the universe. This doesn't mean discontinue acting. This means we let go energetically and create some space for what we want to come to us. It's about allowing instead of forcing. It's about releasing and trusting that if it's in alignment with our life's purpose, it will come to us. Doing versus spewing. Successful people are not only willing to get uncomfortable, but they're willing to make a habit of it. Keep moving and keep pushing through obstacles. Each time you do, you learn something new, which means you have to get uncomfortable again. Because when you arrive at a level you've never seen before, you're faced with challenges you've never experienced before.